Hello, hello, hello. My name is Darren Blake, and this is episode minus two of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing your novel in 30 days. Although this podcast will reference National Novel Writing Month on a regular basis, it is not associated with NaNoWriMo in any way. I'm just a participant. I am a stout supporter. I believe in the goals and missions of the nonprofit organization that runs the thing. Yesterday's episode was all about the prep work, both the mental and the physical? In yesterday's episode, I mentioned that I'm so bad with outlines that I can't use them. I am completely a pantser. And today, I have proof. You see, I actually have outlined how this podcast is supposed to go. I had episode one, an introduction to NaNoWriMo and the podcast. I had episode two, well, -4 and -3, prep guide. And then episode -2, to outline or not to outline. I'm so bad with outlines that I couldn't even follow my outline for this podcast, and I put today's episode mixed in with yesterday's topic. Apparently, in my head originally, nano prep was all about gearing yourself up for the marathon, mentally preparing yourself for the trials, the tribulations, the joys, the sorrows. Maybe, I don't know exactly what I was thinking, but it was not about plotting versus pantsing. That was supposed to be today. And I messed up. So instead, today I'm going to talk kind of about, I don't know, I'm a pantser, let's wing it. One question I'm sure that I will get once this podcast is going, and I just realized I forgot to mention this in the first episode, I'm recording all of these episodes in advance of NaNoWriMo. So at the time that these are released, they're all done already. Fingers crossed. Hi, I'm lazy. So I'm sure one of the questions that I will get asked at some point is, I'm sorry, who are you again? And what makes you qualified to run us through NaNoWriMo? Well, hi, my name is Darren Blake. I am the self-published author of the non-selling book Seeing Red, and the eventually to be published Comedy of Terrors. I'm not qualified. I'll be blunt with you. If you're looking for some kind of a how-to guide, if you're looking for some kind of a craft guide, I said all of this in the first episode, in -4, whatever you want to call it. But I am qualified to talk about NaNoWriMo because I've been doing NaNoWriMo every year since 2004, -2008. I am a 14-time NaNoWriMo participant. I am a 14-time NaNoWriMo winner. I think that qualifies me just a tiny bit, at least as far as the rah-rah-go-us kind of mentality. I'm not qualified to tell you how to do NaNoWriMo because only you know how to do NaNoWriMo for you. But I can give you anecdotes. I can give you tidbits and snippets of advice from my own experience, and you may take and adapt and disregard as you wish. As I've said before, as I will continue to say probably every episode, everyone is different. What works for me might not work for you, and vice versa. However, what does work for me might resonate with you, and what doesn't work for me may give you some ideas on what might work for you. Other people have done daily NaNoWriMo episodes. Other people, like Mer Lafferty, has done them better. But nobody can do this podcast the way I do this podcast. If you find it useful, fantastic. If you don't find it useful, thanks for giving me a try. But that's who I think I am. I think I am someone who has written 10 complete novels and written at least 50,000 words on 6 others. I don't think I'm a good writer. I don't need to be a good writer. I just need to have fun with it. And I want you to have fun with it, and I want you to join me on the journey. So what else about NaNoWriMo can I say? Oh, yes. is a nonprofit organization. So if you are participating in NaNoWriMo and you do have a few dollars to throw in the direction of the organization, NaNoWriMo.org is the place to go to give them your hard-earned cash. And don't tell them I sent you because they won't care. But do tell them who you are so that you can get your little donor halo. Every participant who donates $10 or more will get a nice little halo on their profile picture. I've had a halo. Well, I should have had a halo every single year that I've done NaNoWriMo. Unfortunately, one of the years, the halo didn't come until well after NaNoWriMo because of fundraising things that I did off-site. I let that be my sole donation, and it didn't register my halo. So I don't do that anymore. I will donate directly to the site, and then I will donate to my fundraiser, because I do a fundraiser every single year. I don't do a whole lot of fundraising, except on the years that I'm doing a very violent thing and I offer to kill people in my novel named after the donors. That won't be happening this year, because I don't expect this year to be an incredibly violent novel, but that's just me. I'm getting off topic, and we don't even have a topic. That's weird. One of the things that I will advocate is checking in with your local region. There are regional forums on the website. If you are someone who suffers from social anxiety, please try not to let that stop you from going to in-person meetups, because those things are helpful. You're going to meet people that are just as crazy as you are. You're going to meet people who are just as introverted as you are. And you are going to meet people who have just as much social anxiety as you do. And everyone is going to cheer one another on. And everyone is going to support one another. It's a win-win. At the very least, check in with your local municipal liaison. He or she is there to pat you on the back when you do well, lift your spirits when you're feeling low, and kick your patootie when you're falling behind. But as I said again, if you need your goal to be lower than the regular 50,000 words, just let the municipal liaison know that, and they won't kick you too hard. Get a writing buddy. There's a feature on the website where you can... It's basically a friending system. The friend that I've been doing this with since 2004, she and I have been NaNoWriMo buddies since the beginning. I check her word count. She checks my word count. We send each other messages. We kick each other's butts. We even hold telephone write-ins since we are in different geographical locations. Those are fun, actually. I like write-ins in general, just to be clear. But that's me. I completely dove into the social aspect of it, and I am, in my normal life, fairly antisocial, but November tends to be my social month. And that's because NaNoWriMo brings out the social butterfly in me. I'm going to steal from Mer Lafferty at this point. Mer Lafferty is the host of the I Should Be Writing podcast, which is a far superior podcast to anything I would ever be able to put out. And she says, allow yourself to suck. If you are new to writing and you wanted to try NaNoWriMo just to see if you could do it, you're not going to do it if you fret and strain over every single word. Let yourself write those cliches. Let yourself write those horrible, horrible phrases. Let yourself use the word very in every sentence. Yes, it gets annoying on the reread. But how are you going to learn? While Stephen King says that the road to hell is paved with adverbs, and I've come to believe it, let yourself use the adverbs. Let yourself overuse adverbs. There is no wrong way to NaNoWriMo, except to quit. I'm rambling at this point because, although I initially had a topic, I ended up already using my topic. So this pantsing thing, while it works for my novels, doesn't work so well for podcasting. So I'm going to apologize for this episode. But in the spirit of NaNoWriMo, I'm going to keep it the way it is. We are 3 days away Let's make it count. If you have anything that you would like to add to the discussion, please feel free to leave a comment in the show notes. You can find this podcast at darrenblake.net. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons attribution license. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.